my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself, and I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back, and I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Good evening, folks. Afternoon, I guess. Sorry. And welcome to a new instance of Soapy Serenades. I didn't see you last week. I missed you all very much, dearly. But I'm happy to be back in the saddle and playing some fun tunes before the school year starts up again. So this will be the second to last episode of Soapy Serenades Summer Edition before I return back to campus. So next week, be sure that you're tuned in because it will be a fun one. That first song that you heard was Roy G. Biv by Boards of Canada off of their monumental album, Music Has the Right to Children. If you haven't listened to that one, it is some great ambient stuff. Good to listen to while you're studying, perhaps, back to school. But with me, folks, I have a very special guest, somebody who is joining me before her return to glory in Troy, New York. It is my girlfriend, Elizabeth.
Hello, hello.
That wasn't.
I thought there was going to be something after the word Elizabeth, but I guess that was it.
I know my cadence was off right there. I'm sorry. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
This is
good to be back.
I think that you've been probably the most appeared.
I don't know. Peter might have me beat.
Peter may take the cake. Honestly, I don't know. It could be, but I know that Peter's dad has us both beat because he is
he's a legend.
He is, first of all, a legend. Second of all, very prompt with his shows. Always on board. Except that he's on I think he's on a business trip this week, so he wasn't able to make his show.
Then I take back the legend comment. He's a
he's
flaky man.
He's a yellow bellied no good sack of crap. I'm kidding, Rick. I love you. Thank you for I hope that your back is feeling better, Rick, if you're tuning in. But yes, it's currently 2:07, and that means that it's time for a PSA. So go take the wheel, Elizabeth.
Okay. The U.S. Center for Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing.
Pooping.
Yes, pooping was included in that list, I believe. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you've just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing the tissue in the trash, avoiding close contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home so you don't infect others. A public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Good job.
Guys, I read that one pretty good.
That was really good. I'm proud of you.
Bruh.
I got my soundboard open again, you guys. I've been kind of slacking with it.
I'm anti-soundboard in any capacity. I'm against people using it in regular day-to-day life. I'm against it all here. My least favorite one, which he's going to play it as soon as I say it, is that stupid steel pipe one. Like,
oh, I don't actually have that. It's just way too loud for the air.
God. My roommate... Oh. Colin. Colin, did you fart? Colin, did you fart in my ear? Cut the mic. This is embarrassing.
So, I just went through a bunch of my favorites. I love soundboards, though. I use them in my regular day-to-day. Especially, like I said, when the school year starts back up, I like to insert them in normal day-to-day conversation. It's quite possibly one of my favorite things. Pascal, if you're listening, yes, I am live right now. Thank you for texting me and asking me that. I am live. For those of you that don't know, Pascal is my freshman year roommate, who has not appeared on the air, I don't think, even though I have invited him multiple times.
He's too cool.
He is too cool, honestly.
If I had to guess.
He's graduated now, so.
Oh, yeah. Then he can't. Please.
He doesn't have time.
He's an old man.
He is.
He's got newspapers to read and.
Titanium plates to put in his hips.
Suspenders to put on. Yeah. Yeah.
And cigars to smoke on his front porch.
Exactly.
Anyways, we have a fun-filled episode for you all today. Lots of yapping. Lots of tunes. Lots of grooves. And, maybe even a little bit of tomfoolery, perhaps?
Hopefully. I feel like that's the recipe for a good radio show.
Correct. And a soundboard. So.
Don't need the soundboard.
Without further ado, I have for you a brand spanking new release, just released, I believe, yesterday or the day before. I forget. And it is by a man named Jordy Greep. For those of you that don't know, Jordy Greep is the lead singer for the now defunct Black Midi. So this is his first release as a solo artist, and I hope that you all enjoy it, because this is Holy Holy.
From the way you hide your makeup on, from the way you've done your hair, from the way you sat down next to me, from the way you ordered your drink, from the moment you put your hand on my knee, I knew I'd have you with ease. Did you come here often? Do you know how this thing works? Do you go to bed with a different man every night? Don't tell me I'm the first. You must have heard about me. Everyone knows my name. Everyone knows I'm holy.
Holy, 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 holy.
All the revolutionaries.
Holy, holy.
All the jihadis too.
Holy, holy.
Round the world I'm holy.
Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy.
course you know my name. Everyone does, it's true.
Kiss me and then walk away, walk to the bathroom.
Welcome back to Soapy Serenades. You were just listening to Soup by Remy Wolf off of her new album, Soup, by her new off of her new album, Big Ideas. Before that was Juna by Claro off of her album, Charm. Before that was That Life by Unknown Mortal Orchestra off of his album, V. I believe that it's just one guy, if I'm not wrong. It could be a group. I don't know. Nope, it's a group. But it's the Ruben Nielsen is the main guy from that band. So, Remy Wolf's new album, Big Ideas. I've listened to a good chunk of it. You seem to have listened to a lot.
I listened to all of it. I'm currently going through my, being obsessed with one song at a time phase. I don't know if other people find that. But, you know, so my first song obsession was Toro. Definitely still loving it. But now it's Soup.
Now it's Soup.
And I just think that album is incredible. I listened to some of Remy Wolf's older stuff, and I can recognize that it's good, but it wasn't necessarily like for me, like that album, if you will. But this album is for me. I feel in my bones.
She has kept a lot of the same sound, it seems.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more like 80s kind of like, and she's really showing off her vocals on this album, I feel, a lot more than previous.
Yeah, I think this album's a little more upbeat, which I like. And I do find that I can listen to different songs and still hear a cohesive story, which is important to me. Because I think sometimes, when I listen to sort of more like, I'm going to use a word. I want to preface by using this word that I'm not a music aficionado. And I'm going to use the word indie here, assuming that's correct. Or maybe it's not.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'm getting the nod. Like indie artists like this, sometimes they're just putting stuff out, I find, for like sound or for like a vibe or for like one message. But I really do appreciate like a whole album having a cohesive story.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this album has a cohesive story, which I really like.
Lots of hotel references.
Yeah, and being in Miami and leaving and being far away. But like, and I'm not commenting on her older stuff because I don't know if her older stuff had a story. But I'm saying just like in the music industry in general.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate that this album has a story to it.
Even though I don't... Okay.
Oh, he's bringing in.
I just want to preface this also by saying that I hate Jimmy Kimmel. But
I like Jimmy Kimmel.
He is quite possibly the most unfunny
late night
host.
Besides
Jimmy Fallon, I think that he is the most unfunny late night host.
He's just like sarcastic and dry, and I appreciate that. I
think that if you're looking for sarcastic and dry, you got to go to Conan. Conan by far is the greatest late night talk show
host. I'm not saying that Conan isn't, but I'm just saying that Conan is no longer on the air.
I get that.
So
it's just
I don't think he's filling Conan's shoes, but I think he's still providing that dry sense of humor that we all need. I think Jimmy Kimmel's problem is that he's absent every week and then has people filling in for him, which defeats the purpose. How is it the Jimmy Kimmel show if Jimmy Kimmel isn't there?
Yeah, no, that definitely annoys me too. I think that his personality is just annoying and I don't like his face.
Okay, that's fine. We can agree to disagree on that.
That's fine. But can we both agree that Conan is...
Yeah, Conan's great. I'm not saying...
Conan is like the... He's so tall. He's so tall. He's the prototype for, I think, good late night television.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Where he lets the guests talk.
Yes.
He like actually adds some like insightful commentary.
He's funny.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
He went to Harvard.
By no means am I, by saying that I like Jimmy Kimmel, am I tearing down other people that I think are better, like Conan or Stephen Colbert. I really like Stephen Colbert.
He's funny.
Or Seth Meyers. I really like Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers is funny too. Seth Meyers is funny too.
I really like pretty much everybody except the Jimmys.
But I think that Jimmy Fallon is actually the most unfunny man.
I would prefer Jimmy Kimmel to Jimmy Fallon, but my roommates disagree. Literally everybody at RPI that
such a bad take.
I don't get it either. I'd rather have the dry humor than like his like fake laughing.
I hate his fake laughing.
Sorry, Jimmy. Jimmy, if you're listening, sorry.
He was funny on SNL, but also same thing, fake laughing.
But also I just feel like he plays the same character in everything.
You got a
point. He's like one voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
Mm-hmm. He does a great Barry Gibb impression though.
I do think he's a good, like, I don't even know who that is.
He's the lead singer of the Bee Gees when he had that thing with Justin Timberlake on Saturday Night Live.
Right, right. I do think that, I'm losing it. What was I saying? Oh, I do think that Jimmy Kimmel does do a good job interviewing people, though. I think he does.
He is a good
interviewer.
He's a better interviewer than Jimmy Fallon, yes. But I think...
what did I say? I think Jimmy Fallon's a better interviewer.
But no, he interrupts them in the middle of the conversation.
Okay, that's fair, yeah. Okay.
He, like, doesn't give them time to talk.
I
don't think
I'm... Yeah, I mean, I like Jimmy. I like that Jimmy Kimmel... He doesn't say much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate any man who doesn't have much to say.
This is Colin, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Elizabeth hates men. Okay, Miss Andre. And...
I stand by it.
Miss Andre.
I stand by it.
Next up, I got a upbeat song for all of you. I think that I played it on the air once, not necessarily this version. It's a remix featuring Lord. This is Girl So Confusing.
Yes!
Featuring Lord by
Charlie XCX.
It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. How do you feel being a girl? Girl, girl. How do you feel being a girl? Girl, girl. And I don't know, I'm just a girl. Girl, girl, girl. Yeah, I don't know if you like me. Sometimes I think you might hate me. Sometimes I think I might hate you. Maybe you just wanna be me. You always say let's go out, so we go eat at a restaurant. Sometimes it feels a bit awkward, cause we don't have much in common. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. We talk about making music, but I don't know if it's honest. Can't tell if you wanna see me falling over and failing, and you can't tell what you're feeling. I think I know how you feel. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl.
For you too. I'm so confused. I saw the Jesse Dixon Group performing at the Newport Jazz Festival two summers ago in New York, and I wanted to work with them ever since then. And now I have the chance to do it, so here's Jesse Dixon and the group.
On the emotional way. Oh.
I love her voice. That is The Sundays with lead singer. Pause. Harriet Wheeler, formed in London, England.
I thought they were Irish.
No, well, that's the Cranberries.
Yeah, but I thought they were just like sort of like the Cranberries.
British version of the Cranberries.
Oh, okay, I see.
I'd say.
Gotcha.
I desperately want to get that album on vinyl. Reading, Writing, and Arithmetic. It is such a good album. Every single song slaps. So, shout out The Sundays. Every single album, you gotta listen to them more. Really. It'd be like right up your alley, honestly. She hates them.
I don't hate them. I'm just in like a music slump where like I don't want to listen to anything.
That's fair.
I'm also just hungry and tired right now.
Yeah.
To be transparent with the audience.
Thinking about Dunks after this. Mm-hmm. What's your Dunks order today?
Well, today I'm trying new stuff, so I feel like that's like...
Okay, well, what's your usual Dunks
order? Okay, my usual, like if I'm like, oh, like tomorrow I'm driving to school. What am I getting? Mm-hmm. Medium iced coffee, 2 pumps of butter pecan, 4 cream. I like a lot of cream. Don't come for me. And the only reason I don't get 1 pump of butter pecan is because when I put it in on the app, the 1 doesn't physically show up. So then they just give me the regular amount of butter pecan.
Oh.
So that's the only reason I do 2, guys.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Sometimes they actually listen and they only put 1 pump in, but most of the time they don't listen. So I do 2 and I suffer with it being a little extra sweet because I like my coffee bitter and light, period.
Okay.
And then 2 bacon, egg, and cheese wraps.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's because
that's a really good
order. It's the lightest, like too much bread if you get the other stuff. And their bagels are so bad.
They are bad bagels. But I will say that every now and then, a Dunkin' bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel is
well,
good.
Let me put, I don't know if I put you on this, but my dad found the perfect recipe for getting a Dunkin' Donuts sandwich on a bagel, and that's get the multigrain bagel.
You said that.
First of all, I'm just a big fan of multigrain in general. The multigrain bagels are the only bagels that are soft. They don't get like rubbery or like chewy. They like actually stay soft. So that's your life hack if you're craving a bagel.
An impressive feat.
Very impressive feat. But yeah, so that's my Dunks order. But today I'm trying something new because I heard they have this like blueberry donut coffee thing.
Yeah.
And I've had the regular blueberry coffee at Dunks and I do enjoy it. And so it just basically also has cold foam and what, like that donut syrup crap they have.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
So I'm just excited to try something new. And then maybe something small like hash browns because their hash browns are gas.
They are gas.
Because we were also talking about how their loaded hash browns were really good, but they're
I
off the menu.
I miss them so bad.
Yeah, I know.
For those of you that don't know, the loaded hash browns featured bacon, jalapeno cheddar cheese, and I think that was it. And it was just like in like a little like bowl cup situation.
Yeah. And one time I brought it home and I put a fried egg on top.
That
it
sounds
was
so
good.
Good.
That
sounds so good.
Life hacks, guys.
For those of you that are wondering, my Dunkin' order.
Yes, your turn, Colin.
I usually get a iced caramel latte.
I feel like you haven't gotten that in so long.
Yeah, honestly, it's just because the Dunkin' app has like certain deals, and I got like some of like the hot coffees and stuff.
Yeah,
like that,
he's
just because it was featured on like the savings or whatever, like the offers.
You're like a big medium hot milk and sugar kind of guy.
I am. I
a
do
classic Bostonian order.
I do enjoy just the classics, but can we talk about how the Dunkin' app is just garbage now because there are zero offers? Oh wait, I lied.
I was gonna say mine was working.
Oops, but it's still garbage. Did you see that you can buy one wake up wrap and get another for $1?
Yeah, I did.
Is that what you're getting too?
I don't know. I always get 2.
Yeah,
but I don't know if I'm gonna get that because we're also getting dinner tonight. And
yeah,
it's
true.
Late, but I'm hungry and I forgot to eat lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So I might just get hash browns to hold me over, but I secretly do want a wake up wrap. Well, let me plug this because tomorrow I'm actually not going to go to Dunkin's. I'm going to go to a local business. Shout out the
Magnificent
Muffin Shop.
And Bagel.
Magnificent Muffin and Bagel Shop in West Medford on High Street, right by the train station and Walgreens and that church. I mean, I know the church, but you know, if everybody knows the name of the church. You guys should check it out. Genuinely the best breakfast sandwiches ever. I've been working there. You know, I'm a little biased. I've been working there since my junior year of high school. I'm going to my senior year of college. It's a great family business. The people that own it are awesome. The food is incredible. You guys should check it out if you're looking for a nice local spot to go to. Instead of just going to Dunkin' Donuts, they have great coffee and great breakfast sandwiches and great muffins. Guys, pull up. That's all I have to say. But yeah, so excited to maybe try have some... anyway, yeah, very excited to go to Duncan's after this. That's all I could think about, to be transparent.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on Dunkin', Colin? What's your favorite kind of donut? Your favorite Dunkin' donut. Let me specify. Because I feel like that's a separate category of donuts.
So I'm going to give you my top three, I guess.
In no particular order.
In no particular order. French crawler. shut
Don't
up.
Don't tell me you're going to say Boston cream.
No, Boston cream is awful.
Okay, thank God.
French crawler, blueberry glazed.
Yeah, good choice.
And the butter crunch.
Dude. Why are you 80?
The butter crunch are so good.
The butter crunch is good, but for that to be in your top three is They're so old, man.
Dude, it's either that or the coconut. They're both really good.
The coconut one is good.
But it's like so similar to the butter crunch. The butter crunch just has like a little bit of like a...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll shout out another local place that your mom works at, Donut Villa Diner.
Correct.
In Malden. They have... Yeah, sorry, if I didn't say the Magnificent Muffin Shop is in West Medford. Let me clarify. There's two locations. You want to go to the West Medford one.
Correct.
Anyway, the Donut Villa has a chocolate coconut one. So it's like a chocolate glazed donut with coconut on the outside. And that donut is incredible. It but is anyway, good. My top three Dunkin' Donuts, strawberry frosted, blueberry glazed. And then I'd probably go maple frosted. I'm a big maple frosted. People hate that one. Do you hate that one?
It's fine. It's not my favorite.
I love that one. My friends at school were like hating on it. I feel like that's a pretty good donut.
It's like, it's pretty good. I prefer just like, if I'm going to get like a glaze, it's just going to be normal glazed. Maple glazed is like fine.
No, maple frosted.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Sorry. Just, I like, between maple frosted and just like glazed, because I kind of consider them the same.
They're not sweet. How are they the same?
Like the sweet.
One of them tastes like maple. I'm also going to. I'm also going to throw jelly out there because we didn't say jelly. And I'm going to throw donut. Jelly out there. I love jelly donuts.
Jelly donuts are good. All right. We should boogie to the next song.
Sorry. I'm very passionate about breakfast foods.
Not a bad thing to be passionate about, you know, as opposed to, say, communism.
Oh.
What we have next for you is a song that I just discovered myself. It's called Be Thankful for What You've Got by William Devon. And then we got one more song after that to close out the show. But I don't think that there's anybody after us, so it's okay if we run in a little bit. Enjoy.
Diamond.
Dude, that song slapped. Thank God that I found that in my Discover Weekly. That song has apparently been sampled by NWA.